welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, delivering programs from radio's golden years. I'm your host, Mark Levonier, bringing you an hour of quiz shows. Test your knowledge later on with Groucho Marx on You Bet Your Life, but first with Double or Nothing. This mutual broadcast from September 8, 1944.
The thrilling quiz show with a $100 question presented by Phenamin, the modern chewing gum laxative. Tonight, we're at the U.S. Naval Air Station, Norfolk, Virginia, saluting the men who fly the fighting planes of Uncle Sam's Navy. And now, here is your master of ceremonies, John Reed King.
Thanks, Navy. Thanks a million. Thank you, men. It's a special honor being invited here to entertain the men who fly the combat planes of the world's mightiest Navy. For yours is the job of delivering the shock punches that are opening up American beachheads on the strongest enemy front. And so Double or Nothing salutes you, the officers and men of the U.S. Naval Air Station at Norfolk, Virginia. And now, Fred Cole, who is Double or Nothing's first contestant?
John, our first contestant is a fighter pilot back from 50 missions in the South Pacific, with our first $100 question in his sight. Let's welcome aboard Ensign Vincent Barbier.
You said you completed 50 missions in what theater?
Pacific.
In the Pacific? Are you married, Ensign?
No, sir.
You say that very happily. Is there a reason or what?
No, I just came close to it once.
You came close to it once? What happened? Did she finally turn you down to the church door or what?
I've been a nice day, so I might be listening.
Well, good for you. All right, now I want to ask you our Phenomen Double or Nothing grandfather question. One question we ask of all the contestants, and the nearest correct reply wins a wonderful surprise extra prize. The question is, how long does the average dollar bill last in circulation? In other words, before it wears out and somebody has to throw it away. Yes, nobody throws them away. No. But it's before they have to take it out of circulation because the bill is worn out. How long does it last?
Doesn't last me very long.
No, that's not the question. The average dollar bill. What would you say, Ensign?
Well, I'd say about a year or two.
A year or two. Which will it be, a year or two?
Two.
All right, we'll put that down for you, Ensign. Now, our Phenomen Double or Nothing gives you five questions, each worth $5. If you miss on any of these, that's where you stop winning money. But if you get all five right for $25, you can try, if you want to double your money, not once, but twice, Double or Nothing, with a big $100 cash prize. What would you do with $100 if you wanted, Ensign? He doesn't know either.
Well, I don't know. Right,
you don't know, huh? You have something special you'd like to buy if you want the money?
Oh, I could buy some war bonds.
You could buy some war bonds. Good for you. All right, our Phenomen Double or Nothing session for you deals with time. Phenomen will give you $5 apiece if you can name five things in 1 minute that improve with time or improve with aging. Ready? Get set? Go.
Time.
Yes.
Oh, wine, women, and song.
Wine, women, and song. I think you ought to give him three, all right? Three Phenomen fives, you got 15. Can you give me two more?
String instruments, violins.
String instruments, violins. That's another Phenomen five at $20. Can you give me something else?
Cheese.
Cheese, yes. All right. $25. See how easy that is? Accomplished in 28 seconds by the Ensign. All right. Ensign, you've got $25. Do you want to sit down with the 25? Or do you want to try to double it into the Phenomen 50, Double or Nothing? Audience, what should you do here? What would you like to do?
Well, I can't lose a thing.
You can't lose a thing. You mean you'd like to go on?
I'd like to go
on. All right, here we go on. Still on the subject of time. Besides watches, what item of dress suggests something to do with time? Besides watches, wristwatches, or anything like that, what item of dress suggests something to do with time? I must tell you, too, that I'm going to clock you on this if you don't get it right, you know?
Let's see.
Yeah, you think about it. Well,
that has something to do with a clock on your stocking.
A clock on the stocking, yes. Phenomen 50. All right. $50 from Phenomen, the modern chewing gum laxative. Good for you. And do you want to sit down with a 50 or do you want to try to double it into the big $100 cash prize, Double or Nothing? What will it be?
I'm going to try to double it.
You're going to try to double it for $100. All right, here we go.
Here's a tough question coming up, too. When it's noon in Pensacola, Florida, what time is it in St. John's, Newfoundland?
What time is it in St. John's, Newfoundland? I almost followed my own words there. If it's noon in Pensacola, Florida, for $100, what time is it in St. John's, Newfoundland? No, not winter time. No, that's right. Who said that?
Well, let's see. It's noon in Pensacola.
Yeah.
The,
should be easy for a fire.
1 o'clock here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Great Circle route, I believe, runs...
Oh, we're up in here again. What would you say?
Runs from England right into St.
Yeah,
John's,
well,
I believe.
Well,
so, I believe it would be another hour. That'd be 2 hours.
You're absolutely right. $100. Up the microphone. Here we are. Come right up here. And will you step up and tell us your name and rank, please?
My name is Bill Bledsoe. My rank is aviation radioman, first class.
Where's your home, Bill?
Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas. Good. All right. How long have you been overseas?
Well, I've had 26 months. Of
26 months. And what theater?
Oh, they vary. I was in the Pacific and the Atlantic.
I see you're wearing four major engagement stars, too. And you have the Purple Heart, I think, is that right?
Well, yes, it's coming.
Well, you're really a great guy. I'm glad to have you. I want to ask you, first of all, though, our Phenomen Dublin and our Grand Slam question for the extra surprise prize. How long does the average dollar bill last in circulation, Bill?
Well, I think it's approximately 15 years.
15 years, all right. He saves his money. Now, our Phenomen Dublin and our Phenomen Dublin and Nothing session for you calls on your knowledge on a very difficult subject.
Yeah.
Bill, what do you know about women?
Not much.
All right, let's see now. What do you know about women? Phenomen will pay you $5 apiece for each famous woman, past or present, living or dead, named Helen, that you can name in 1 minute. All the Helens you can name, famous women, past or present, movie stars, world figures, anything like that. Ready? They must be named
that
Helen.
That isn't what we rehearsed.
No, we didn't rehearse that.
It was Mary.
I told you about Mary, isn't I? Yeah. All right, now what'd you say? 1 minute, ready, go.
Helen 12 Trees.
Helen 12 Trees is one.
Helen Bledsoe. I don't believe you know her.
No, is that your wife?
No. It's my nephew.
Your niece?
No, nephew.
Helen Bledsoe?
Yes.
Helen Bledsoe is the nephew?
A niece.
Niece. You're a little nervous. I don't think we can account her, though. We have to have famous women.
Well, she's fine.
She is famous?
She's a dancer.
She's a dancer?
She's a double for Sonia Heenan.
You've got 30 seconds left now. You've got two so far. Helen,
I got 30 seconds left.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. You're doing fine?
Yeah.
Helen, who's sitting at the piano and singing?
Got me.
No, she sat on the piano by herself.
Did she?
Yeah.
I give up.
It's almost time to get about five.
Give me the $10.
Oh, no, don't give up so quick. You got 3 seconds left.
I can't think.
You can't think?
No,
so
I lost
Helen
my mind.
Morgan, Helen Keller, Helen Keene, Helen of Troy, and Helen Wills Moody. You got two right, $10, though.
Thank you.
Stick around for the Grand Slam surprise prize. I hope you now on with Double or Nothing down here at Norfolk, Virginia. Up to the microphone comes another sailor. What is your name?
Jocelyn, Homer Jocelyn.
Homer Jocelyn. I want to welcome you, Homer. Where's your home?
California.
Home is home. All right, California. Where have you seen action, Homer?
South Pacific and American Theater.
Is that a presidential citation you're wearing?
Yes, sir.
I see, and you also have four major engagements. You've either gotten around, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Are you married?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been married?
2 years.
2 years. Any children?
Yes, sir.
What are they? What are girls?
One girl.
One girl. Well, good for you, Homer. I want to ask you our Phenomen Dublin and Nothing Grand Slam question for the extra surprise prize. How long do you think the average dollar bill lasts in circulation?
I would say not more than a month.
Not more than a month. We'll put that down for you. What are you going to do with that $100 you're going to try to win right now if you win it?
If I win it, I think I'll give it to my wife for her birthday this month.
Is it her birthday this month?
Oh, yes.
Well, let's you and I sing happy birthday to her right now, shall we?
I'm
a little nervous about it. Do you like to sing?
No, not very well.
You sing in the shower?
Sometimes.
What's your favorite song in the shower?
Never
heard of that one, sorry. All right, now, our famous WNF session for you is musical, Homer. Andy Sinella and the orchestra are going to play tunes that have been popular past and present, and from the title of the tune, you can tell if a boy or a girl should sing the number. So people listen and tell us for $5, for instance, if a boy or a girl should sing this song right here.
A boy.
A boy. The name of the song, of course, is
Margie.
Margie for $5. Good for you. The first thing.
five. Should a boy or girl sing this tune? Listen carefully.
A boy.
A boy singing for me and my gal. Yes, sure.
I serenaded my wife once.
You did? What did you sing to her?
That was too long ago.
You don't remember? Did you have a ukulele or what?
Oh, no.
What did you use, a banjo?
No, we used the radio program.
We used the radio program. Expensive, but it sounds like a nice idea. All right. You've got 10 for another Peterman 5. Would it be a boy or a girl singing this song played by Andy and the Boys?
Not that I can remember.
Not even with a radio. All right. Well, now let's get on right now for another Peterman 5. Would it be a boy or a girl singing this song? Listen.
I think that could be either one.
What's the name of the two?
Comes another sailor. What is your name?
Cowdery. Tom
Cowdery. Tom Cowdery, I know you're married because I met your wife just before the program. She's sitting right down the front row, isn't she?
That's right.
Where's she from?
She's from Ohio.
And where are you from?
St. Louis.
St. Louis, huh? Well, good for you, Tom. I want to welcome you. Where have you seen action?
Down the South Atlantic. South Atlantic Patrol.
South Atlantic Patrol. And what is your work? What
I'm an aviation radioman, first class.
Radio? Yeah, that's what you said. I understand, too, that you have the Air Medal for your work in sub-sinking. I want to say good for you. Mr. Cowdery, our Peterman Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the extra prize. Here goes the money right away. How long does the average dollar bill last in circulation?
6 weeks.
6 weeks. Things move fast. All right, what was the last movie that you have seen?
The last movie I saw was Hail the Conquering Hero.
It was? That's a grand picture, too.
It certainly is.
Preston Sturges made that. Do you go to the movies often?
Well, just about as often as my wife can drag me. She's crazy about them.
Really? She really? How often does she like to go?
Well, she wanted to take me to two last week, and one day I balked at that.
Do you still hold hands when you go to the movies?
Definitely.
Do you put your arm around the movies still?
Certainly do. Nothing like it.
All right, our Peterman Double or Nothing session for you has to do with the movies. You'll be glad she took you to the movies. We want you to name the movies from the clues we give. For instance, for $5, a picture starring Claudette Colbert and Joseph Cotton and many others is a big favorite right now. Shirley Temple's in it too. Monty Woolley. And it's called Since You
Since you went away.
For $5, absolutely right, sure. For another Peanut Farm right now, a picture starring Cary Grant, Raymond Massey, and Priscilla Lane was made from a Broadway mystery comedy play. 12 people are killed in it, but it's murder with a laugh, and it's a great picture. Its name is Arsenic and,
Was that the... That was the one that Peter Lorre was in, wasn't
it? No, he wasn't in it. It's Raymond Massey. Is it?
Yeah, that was Arsenic and Old Lace.
Arsenic and Old Lace, yes, sir. $10, sure.
How about letting me hold on to it for a while?
Oh, you want to hold on to the money? I see. All right. All right. Who is way ahead of you, isn't it? Who is your favorite movie star?
My favorite movie star is Bugs Bunny.
Yay. Oh, perfect. Yes, I do, sure. All right, now, you've got 10 for another Phenomen 5. I'll hold it out here in case you win it. A picture Double or Nothing helps to preview stars Frederick March, and it's called The Adventures of... Very famous American here. You'll mark it very well if you can get it right. It's a picture called The Adventures of... Frederick March was in it, and Double or Nothing helps to preview. We did the broadcast in Philadelphia. I remember so well. And Jesse Lasky was there. He was the producer. Had you ever been down to Mississippi...
Mark Twain.
Mark Twain. All right, $15 for another Phenomen 5.
My wife took me to that one, too.
I see. Another Double or Nothing preview special had to do with Navy Flyers, and it starred Don Ameche. It's called A Wing and a...
Wing and a Prayer.
A Wing and a Prayer. Good for you, $20. For another Phenomen 5, a picture starring Cary Grant and Janet Blair was adapted from a radio script called My Client Curly. Curly, in this case, was a caterpillar. The picture was called One...
Upon a Time.
Once upon a time. Good for you. $25 for Peterman, the modern chewing gum lecture. What are you going to do with that? Are you going to sit down with that or stick around for the double feature and try for the Peterman 50? What would it be?
I'll stick around.
Yeah, your wife's there too, and she's smiling as you say that. All right. Spencer Tracy appears in a picture about the Nazi underground. It's new, and it's titled The Seventh Cross. The Seventh Cross. Good for you. Here's 50 right there. The Peterman 50. He's holding on to it. Will that be all, or you want to try the big double troubler question for the $100 cash prize?
Well, at least I got to hold it for a while. I'll try the $100
question. You try it for the $100. All right, here we go. Edward G. Robinson plays the part of an Army inductee in a new picture called Mr. Winkle.
Mr. Winkle Goes to War.
Absolutely right. $100. Wife smiling, too. Yeah, I bet she's proud. Fred?
John, our next contestant is a Navy freshman. Let's give a Double or Nothing welcome to Seaman Second Class, Jack Mails.
Thank you, Dave.
Jack, where are you from?
New York and Washington.
New York and Washington.
That's right.
I mean, you live on the trail.
Well, no, you told me to put New York in there, so I did.
Well, tell me, Jack, how long have you been in the Navy?
No, I don't want to make them look bad. I did live in New York, so I told them first.
I see.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll be for the program.
That's right.
Look, you take the questions and I'll try to answer them. No, no.
I think I'd do better that way.
I think you're doing
fine. You know, I was supposed to have 7 helpers in the front row and I don't see them.
No,
the boys
you're
going to school with? Well, there they are. Okay,
oh,
I can see that
the background. Now, all right. How long have you been in the Navy, Jack, if I may get a word in here?
About 128 days. That sounds like a veteran.
I see. All right, Jack, I want to welcome you and ask you our Freedom at Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the extra prize. How long does the average dollar bill last in circulation?
About 8 months.
About 8 months, and I want to wish you luck now as you try for your 100. What will you do with $100 if you win it?
I don't have any choice. The 7 fellows already decided we're going to have a party.
We're going to have a party.
Yeah,
with
my dough.
Are
if
you
I
invited?
Get it. I think they ought to do that, don't
I think
you?
They'll invite me,
yeah. Right.
We go around down to Norfolk and have a wonderful time if you win the money. The 7 fellows, huh?
We have the house. All we need is the money.
Oh, you have the house. All right. Well, good. Here we go. Middle 80s. Shoot the middle 80s.
Right.
I do the same for the first time. Now, for another team in five.
Ken. What is African God?
I'd call them rolling dominoes.
Rolling as in shooting fast.
Yeah.
Good for you. All right, 15. Have you ever played that? What am I asking?
You're an officer.
All right, you've got 15 for another Phenom and 5. In what popular sport are there 10 players on a side?
10 players, that would be football. Wait,
no.
Wait a second, hold on.
Yeah, I'll wait. I'll get
old. Oh, softball.
Softball, yes, sir. Good. All right. You've got 20. For another Phenom and 5, which Major League Baseball club has never won a league pennant in either the National or the American League? They're right up there in the American League.
St. Louis and the American League.
St. Louis and the American League. Right. St. Louis Browns, $25 for you. Good for you. Well, now, you've got $25 from Phenomint, the modern chewing gum laxative. You want to call at the end of the game or try to double your money into the Phenomint 50, double or nothing? You want to go on, Jack? All right, here we go, Jack. For the Phenomint 50, listen very carefully. What is the circumference of a standard big league baseball? 3 1/4 inches, 7 1/2 inches, or 9 inches?
I say 9.
9 is right. Good for you. Good stuff. The Phenomint 50, do you want to call that enough?
Good, Jack.
Yeah, good. You want to go on?
Sir.
The double troubler for the big $100 cash prize? All right, here we go. Double or nothing. How many heavyweight boxing champs were named Jack Dempsey for $100?
I think only one.
There was only one. Absolutely right. All right, and time now for the answer to our Phenom and Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the extra surprise prize. We asked, how long does the average dollar bill last in circulation before it becomes worn out? We had these answers: 2 years, 15 years, 1 month, 6 weeks, and 8 months. The correct reply, the average dollar bill lasts 6 months in circulation. So the nearest correct answer was given by the last chap at the microphone who said 8 months, Jack Mails. Come on back, Jack. Good for you. Does that go for this, too?
Yes, sir.
All right, the gang comes up again. All right, now, Jack, Phenomint's Double or Nothing gives you a chance to win some extra money. Ranked according to population in the 1940 census, the most recent national census, Phenomint will pay you $5 apiece for each of the 15 largest U.S. cities, the first 15 that you can name in 1 minute, 60 seconds, the 15 largest, the first 15, 1 through 15, according to the population census of 1940, $5 apiece, $75, if you can get them all in 1 minute. Are you ready, Jack?
I am.
Well, don't start until I say go. $5 apiece. Ready? Get set? Go.
New York.
Right, one.
Philly.
Philly is another.
Chicago.
Chicago is another.
Washington.
Washington.
D.C.
Yes, is another.
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Columbus.
That's not on the first 15. Keep guessing, though.
Detroit.
Detroit, yes. Five so far.
Newark.
Newark is not on the first 15. No, sir.
San Francisco.
Keep guessing, brother. You're doing fine. You got one then? Six you've got so far. And you've got 30 more seconds? Six you've got so far.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, yes, sir. Seven. Eight more to go.
St. Louis.
St. Louis, yes, sir. Nine. Eight, rather. You've got 20 seconds? You've got 18 seconds? You're doing fine. You've got New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, Detroit, Los Angeles, St. Louis, San Francisco, and Washington so far?
Boston.
Boston, yes, sir. Ten?
Kansas. Kansas City.
Yes, sir. All right, and the time is up, and he got ten there. Let me see. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm sorry, you got 9. You get $45 more, Jack, and let's give him a hand for a grand job. $45 you have won tonight for you and your gang can really have a party out of that.
And you're not kidding.
I think
I deserve to be invited, don't you?
I think you deserve it. I think he'll let you keep a little of it for yourself, too, Jack. You did a grand job, and I want to thank you again for joining.
Thank you.
Good for him. All right, Jack. Go for it. Among the first 15, those of the city commits. And so we weigh anchor at the U.S. Navy Air Station in Norfolk, Virginia, where the fires of Uncle Sam's fleet have been scoring direct hits on our $100 targets, three of them tonight. And listen in next week as Double or Nothing puts the $100 questions to the Mary Monahans at Chicago, Illinois, in collaboration with Universal's great new comedy picture, The Mary Monahans. And so until then, this is John Reed King saying good night, and thanks for listening.
Double or Nothing on Tuned to Yesterday from September 8, 1944, a Mutual Broadcasting System episode. And you're listening to an hour of quiz shows on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Livonier. Now time for Groucho Marx on the comedy quiz series You Bet Your Life with announcer George Fenneman. Fenneman also working at the same time on the Dragnet series as a commercial spokesman. This next episode from January 16, 1952 on NBC.
Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is spoon. S-P-O-O-N.
Really?
You bet your life! The more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
When you call me that smile.
Oh, that's me.
Well, here I am again with $1,000 for one of our couples.
Groucho, we have some people with interesting occupations that were selected from our studio audience just before we went on the air. I'd like to have you meet them right now. Mrs. Lucille Goldner and Mr. Augustus A. Ward, Jr., come on in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome. Welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. Lucille Goldner. Mrs. Lucille. Oh, well, it's... changes my whole attitude. And Mr. Augustus A. Ward, Jr.
Yes.
Mrs. Goldner, where are you from?
I'm from Sherman Oaks.
Sherman Oaks? You were born in Sherman Oaks?
No, no, I was born in Lebo, Kansas.
Oh. You're from the cow country, huh?
That's what they tell me.
Oh. Who told you that?
My mother.
Oh. Interesting conversation, Lucille. How did you meet your husband, Lucille?
He removed my appendix.
And then?
Well, then, a few years later, I married him.
A few years later?
Yes, uh-huh.
You were waiting for this wound to heal, was that? But, he kept you in stitches most of the time.
Yes, it's quite a cut-up.
He is. Oh. Well, those are the standard jokes we expect when we have a physician on the show. Now, Mrs. Goldner, I understand you have an interesting occupation. Just what is it you do?
Well,
besides luring doctors.
I raise chinchillas.
How high? What do you mean you raise chinchillas?
I'm a chinchilla rancher.
Oh, well, what is a chinchilla?
Well, a chinchilla is a very beautiful and luscious small rodent.
You mean it's a rat?
Well, it's a rodent in that it has a simple stomach. But,
has a what?
A simple stomach.
Why doesn't he go see your husband?
It's very, very, has a very dense fur. It has between, 80 to 90 to 100 hairs out of each hair follicle, whereas you only have one. And so, of course, you can see the...
Let's keep this on an impersonal basis. I don't mind you describing a rat, but don't include me in it. Now, why would anybody want to waste their time on silly little rodents?
Ooh,
when there are so many other ways of wasting your time.
Well, maybe one of the reasons is because a full-length chinchilla coat costs approximately $75,000.
Now, how many of these $75,000 coats can you make from a chinchilla?
Well, it takes approximately 200 chinchillas to make one $75,000 for a coat.
Sounds like they have a powerful union, these kids. I suppose I wanted to buy one of these little rodents. What's the cheapest you'd sell me one for?
Oh, I'd sell you one for about
$500. $500? That sounds reasonable.
Uh-huh.
Now, wait a minute. One chinchilla isn't going to do me any good. I wasn't born yesterday, you know. How much will a good pair cost me?
Well, a good breeding pair, the standard price is $1,650.
Apparently, these chinchillas weren't born yesterday either. Now, Mr. Augustus A. Ward, that's a pretty highfalutin name, isn't it? What is the A for?
I hate to say, sir, it's Afton.
Now, what should I call you, Augusta? Should I call you Gus?
No, sir. Call me Jerry. It's my nickname.
Your nickname is Jerry, eh?
Yes.
Well, that's good enough for me, Tom. Now, Gus, what sort of work do you do?
I'm dropped by a parachute into forest fires to fight fires, sir.
Oh, some people are born lucky, aren't they? They just fall into those soft, gravy jobs. You drop into fires? What kind of a job is that?
They call us smoke jumpers, sir.
Oh, smoke jumpers. I used to smoke jumpers. And I switched to cigars. Half the time, I can't tell the difference. The jumpers taste a little better, that's right. Now, tell us about smoke jumping. For example, why do they have to drop you by parachute?
Well, main reason is, sir, is they drop us where they can't get to the spot where a mobile unit cannot get to or by foot.
In addition to smoke jumping, what other soft jobs have you done?
Deep sea diver, sir.
Well, could you tell us something about your diving experiences? Have you had any close calls while you were submerged?
Yes, sir. I was submerged under mud out in San Pedro, 8 feet of mud over me. And this time I got stuck in the mud, and it was another barge about 25 yards away. It was diving, and there was a girl above aboard, and she came down and pulled me up. Later become my wife.
And you've been stuck in the mud ever since. Well, I must say you're an unusual couple, and I must say that because it's true. And Augustus Afton Ward, Jr., I wish you the best of luck in the work you're doing. Now, let's see how you work together as a team. George, explain the rules.
You bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions, and the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $1,000 question later in the show.
Here we go. Let's see how I can build you $20. You selected Songs of the South. Now, here's your first question. How much of the $20 will you bet?
16, sir.
16. Give me the title of this Southern song. Okay, Jerry.
Oh, Kentucky Home.
Oh, Kentucky Home is right. Poor Jerry doesn't get a chance to play.
Well, you're off to a great start. You have $36.
Remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight. How much of the $36 will you bet this time?
$35.50.
What's the name of this Southern song? What is it?
Stars Fall in Alabama.
Stars Fall in Alabama is right. That's perfect.
Really climbing. You have $71.50.
Here's your third question. How much of the $71.50 are you going to bet?
71.
Okay, let's see if you can identify this song. Play, Jerry.
George on my mind.
George around my mind is right.
Climbing, you have $142.50.
And this is your last chance to beat the other couples. What are you going to go for?
All of it.
Okay, what's the title of this song?
Texas in the heart of Texas.
Deep in the heart of Texas. Put it there.
And you wind up with a grand total of $285.
Well, thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
We have a termite control man chosen by our studio audience just before we went on the air, and a housewife from our audience, Groucho. Average. And here they come, Mrs. Vivian Klein, Mr. John Roach, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, kids, to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. Mrs. Vivian Klein and Mr. John Roach. Mr. Roach, you're a termite control man, is that right?
I am, sir, yes.
Termite control, huh? Now, who do you work for, Mr. Roach? What a name for a guy who sells termites. What do you get for a dozen termites?
We haven't been selling them by the dozen lately.
You don't sell them?
Mr. Marx? No, sir.
What do you do? Do you buy them? Are you in the business of buying and selling termites? I don't clearly know just what your business is, Mr. Roach. What a name for a guy in the termite. Well, who do you work for, Mr. Roach?
I have my own place of business.
Oh. And Mrs. Vivian Klein, you're a housewife?
Yes.
Where were you born?
And a grandma, too.
Housewife and a grandma. Huh? Where were you born, Betty?
I was born in Corn, Iowa.
There is a town called...
Yes.
Where is Corn, Mrs. Klein? Is that close to Succotash, Texas?
No, it's...
I've been there, but I don't know where...
It's about 3 miles from Kingsley.
Oh, and where is Kingsley?
Well, that's about 50 miles from Sioux City, Iowa. You know where Sioux City is?
Yes, yes. That's near Succotash. Now, what sort of work does your husband do, Mrs. Klein?
He's an oil worker.
He works in oil?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you never hear a squeak out of him, do you? Where did you meet your husband, Vivian? Was he getting oiled up at the time?
No. I met him in Oklahoma. La Kemp, Oklahoma, in a general store.
Where?
In La Kemp, Oklahoma, in a general store. La Kemp.
Is that near Corn?
No, that's
where
not
is
there.
Where is Kemp?
Well, it's not there no more. It was in
you
no
mean
man's
it's
land.
It's unkempt?
It was in no man's land, and it's disappeared now. It's not there.
You say you met him in no man's land?
No, I met him in the general store.
You met him in a general store,
mm-hmm.
huh? How long ago did you meet him,
Oh,
Vivian?
About 38 years. It was in a general store in Oklahoma.
What was he doing, taking out your appendix?
No, my father run the general store. You know what a general store is?
Oh, sure, that's where they sell generals.
No.
Your father ran a general store,
Yes, he run the general store.
Now, then, how did you meet your husband?
Well, my husband used to come in there.
He was on sale there?
No,
everything else was on sale there. I don't know why
he... farmed there.
He farmed in the store?
No, he farmed. He raised wheat.
In the store?
No, not in the store.
Oh, he raised succotash in the store.
But he used to come in the store and he'd come in the store and get some groceries, and then he'd give my mother arithmetic problems with a catch to them, you know, that you have to figure out on.
Yeah.
And then,
like what?
Then while my mother's figuring out these problems, well, he'd sit around the stove and talk, you know, and so. But you know what? These big stoves, those great big fat stoves, you know, like you burn wood and coal in.
What kind of stoves?
Big, great big fat stoves. They call them potbelly stoves, I think.
Your father had a potbelly and your husband sat around the store?
No,
giving your mother arithmetic lessons? That's a fine store, all right. I don't think there's anything like Marshall Field in Chicago. All right, then what happened? Your mother was bewildered by these arithmetic lessons.
Mm-hmm.
How old were you then, Vivian?
I was 19.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd figure out the arithmetic problems, and that went on a while. And then one day, he said, I'm going to go to Colorado and take a homestead. And so I said, well, I'm going to go with you. That was his way of proposing, see, I guess. It was my way of taking it, anyway. So?
Just a moment, Vivian. Are you going to tell me that every time a man said he was going to Colorado, you got married?
No, but just him, say. He said he was going to go take a homestead, and
He said he was going to take a homestead, and he was looking at your mother, wasn't he?
No, he's looking at me.
He was eyeing you up?
Uh-huh.
And you said yes, huh?
I just said I was going to go with him.
Did you start for Cripple Creek immediately?
No, we had to get ready first because he butchered, see?
He butchered who?
He butchered a hog.
He butchered a hog for the wedding?
No.
He's a really romantic fellow, this guy.
He says,
will you marry me? And then he went out and killed a sow.
And then I made peach butter. We like peach butter, and I made
peach butter? I wouldn't get married with any other kind.
I made 8 gallons of it, see.
You made 8 gallons of peach butter?
8 gallons of peach butter.
And then you went to Cripple Creek.
So then we got the covered wagon out, and he got the mules out. We had mules, Bill and Lade, we called them.
Who?
We called them Bill and Lade.
Oh, I remember them very well.
So then we went...
It used to be Bill and Lading, it was originally.
We went by...
And they shortened it to Bill and Lade.
We went by covered wagon then.
Well, what is peach butter?
Don't you know what peach butter is?
No, I suppose.
Oh, I'll bring you over sometime.
Well,
it's
I wish
good.
You would, huh?
Well, you cook your peaches and you cook them down and put sugar in them and cook it down till it gets thick.
Oh, it's just preserves, in other words, huh?
No, it's peach butter. It's different. And we went on down to the homestead. Then, we dug a dugout. Do you know what a dugout is?
No, is there anything like peach butter?
No. And we dug a dugout. You dig that down in the ground like a cellar. And when you're sitting down, you can't see out the windows because just a little window is about this high, you know.
And this was your honeymoon cottage?
Yes, uh-huh. And we had lots of ground, and we had to haul water 12 miles in barrels.
Well, you certainly have the pioneer spirit, Vivian.
Sure.
It was people like you who helped to make America what it is today.
It was a lot of fun then.
Now you're going to play your bet your life. You beat our other couples, you'll get a chance at the $1,000 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but Mr. Fenham is going to remind our listeners.
The Chinchilla Rancher and the Smoke Jumper won $285, and the secret word is still spoon.
Let's see how high you can bet your $20. You selected slang expressions, is that right? Here's your first question. How much of the $20 will you bet?
$16.
What is the expression which, when translated literally, means to plunge headlong into the water, but in slang means a cheap cabaret?
A dive?
A dive is right.
And you're on your way with $36.
Remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight. How much of the $36 will you bet on your second question?
32. Mm-hmm. 32.
All right. What is the expression which means a male deer, but in slang means a dollar?
A buck.
A buck is right.
You now have $68.
Here's your third question. How much of the $68 are you going to try?
$68.
$68? The whole $68? Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the expression which means a lump, a piece, or a chunk, but in slang means a sailor?
A gob.
A gob is right.
You've now climbed to $136.
I didn't know a sailor was a lump. I never heard that. All right, here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the $136 are you going to wager?
All of it?
Mm-hmm. What is the expression which means an island of the Far East, but in slang means coffee?
Java.
Java is right. Very nice.
You wind up with a grand total of $272.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Groucho, I saw a piece in the paper about an unusual college student, so I asked him if he'd join us tonight. And here he is, Mr. Bush Manson and his son, Bush Manson Jr. Gentlemen, come on in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome. Welcome, kids, for the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. Bush Manson Sr. and Bush Manson Jr., eh? Father and son, eh? You're both so young-looking, I'm not sure which is which. Which one of you is the old man?
He is, the one with the mustache.
Now, since you're both named Bush, I'll get all confused when I address you. Bush Jr., what do your pals call you?
Bush.
Bush. Okay, I'll go the other way. Bush Sr., what do your friends call you?
Bush.
You're looking at a man who's going to make an appointment with a psychoanalyst first thing in the morning. I'll be on that couch by 9 o'clock. Peach butter or no peach butter? Senior, what do you call Junior? And if you say you call him Bush, I'm going back in the vaudeville with Harpo and Chico.
Well, I call him Bush, but sometime I call him Speedy.
Well, thank heavens. One Speedy in the hand is worth two Bushes in the bird. How old are you, Speed?
14.
And Bush, what's your age?
Well, I just turned 41.
Well, if you turned 41 far enough, you'll be 14, too. What school do you go to, Speedy?
George Washington Carver Junior High School.
Junior High School? I thought Fenneman said you were an unusual college student. Speedy, you're beating around the bush again. Would you mind explaining?
He's the one that goes to college.
At 41, he goes to college? I may not wait until morning to see that analyst. I wonder if there's an all-night analyst around town. Bush, is this true? Are you a college student?
Yes, I attend Los Angeles State College.
When did you first enroll?
I'm a senior, but I enrolled in 1928.
Bush, you've been in college for 24 years. Well, nowadays, that's about par for the course. How come you've been that long in school?
Well, I went to school 3 years, and then I had to fall out, and after 19 years, I went back again.
You were absent from school for 19 years? Imagine the excuse he brought his teacher. Dear teacher, please excuse Bush for being absent. He overslept. Signed, Rip Van Winkle. How did you happen to leave college 19 years ago?
Well, I got married, and after the birth of a child, I had the family to take care of.
Speedy, did you know you ruined your father's college career? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. What have you got to say to it, and it better be good?
It wasn't me, it was Albert.
A likely story. And an old one, too. It wasn't me, it was Albert. Bush, who was Albert?
He's my older brother.
How much older?
He's 17.
Well, give my regards, will you? Do you have a job in addition to your college studies?
Yes, I work, say, 7 days a week. I drive a produce truck 6 of those days, and over the weekend, I work as a playground director, assistant playground director.
He's quite an amazing man, this fellow. Now, Speedy, has he told us everything, or has he left out a few things?
Well, he plays for L.A. State.
Now, wait a minute, Bush. Is this true? Do you play football at the age of 41?
Well, I play it on L.A. State's varsity.
I should have known that's the only thing that could keep a man in college for 28 years. Aren't you pretty old for that sort of thing, Bush?
Well, they tell me I'm the oldest collegiate football player in the country.
Now, Speedy, is the old man pretty good with the football?
Yes, he is. He played national championship for 3 years.
Well, he's practically all-American Negro football player, huh?
Yes.
Is there anyone left in the audience who has the slightest doubt that life does begin at 41? This would have been very interesting. And I know about 41 because I started there 3 times myself. Now you're going to play your bet your life. You beat our other couples, you'll get a chance at the $1,000 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but Mr. Fenham is going to remind our listeners.
The Chinchilla Rancher and the Smoke Jumper still lead with $285. The secret word is still spoon.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected farm animals and birds. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
$10.
$10?
Yeah.
All right. What is a leghorn?
A chicken.
A chicken is right.
Well, you're off to a good start. You have $30.
Remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight. How much of your $30 will you bet on your second question?
You still go 10.
10. What kind of an animal is a pole in China? P-O-L-A-N-D, China. Take a guess if we don't know.
Duck, isn't it?
No, no, they gave you the wrong oink. It's a pig, huh?
You now have $20.
You have $20. All right, here's your third question. How much will you bet?
To you.
How much you gonna bet?
$15.
$15. What is a palomino?
Palomino's a horse.
Is a horse is right.
You're climbing again. You have $35.
$35 is your last chance to beat the other couples. How much you gonna go for?
$25.
What is a Hereford?
Is a cow.
A cow is right.
And you wind up with $60. And that means the Chinchilla Rancher and the Smoke Jumper with $285 in just 1 minute. Get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $1,000 question. Here comes the Chinchilla Rancher and the Smoke Jumper, all set for the DeSoto Plymouth $1,000 question, Groucho.
All right, here we go for $1,000. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully and please, no help in the audience. None of that oink oink out there. Here it is. Only one city in the world can lay claim to the distinction of being situated on two continents, Europe and Asia. What is the name of this city? Why, what's the answer you two have decided upon? Come on.
No, no answer.
Well, say Berlin.
Huh?
No.
No, I'm saying it's Istanbul, Constantinople. You were a long ways off. That's the correct answer, Istanbul, or Constantinople, and we quote as our source the Encyclopedia Americana. I'm sorry, the correct answer is Istanbul, so that means the big question next week will be worth $1,500. Well, you lost the big money, but how much did they win the quiz, George?
$285
well,
in the quiz.
That's not so bad. Congratulations and thanks to both of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at the same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $1,500. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, see the 1952 DeSoto.
You Bet Your Life on Tuned to Yesterday from January 16th, 1952 on NBC. And that wraps up this hour of quiz shows on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's yesteryear. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levonier. It's been a pleasure.